listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I'm here with Jacqueline Cannell, a teacher up from Parkview Elementary in Granby, and five of her students, Elias, Elliot, Nicholas, Kalina, and Max, who are speaking to us about their woodworking project, which they will be selling items with all funds going towards SOS Dépannage Granby and the Lac-Brome Food Bank. So Kalina, please start off telling us about your project and how you came up with this idea to do something like this.
So basically we just make a woodworking project, right? And our teacher found a sort of charity for people who money for putting food on the table. So it's called the Food Bank of Canada, and we sort of just made the birdhouses so we could sell them.
And Max, what is your goal with this project? Okay. What do you hope to accomplish?
Our goal is just to sell these birdhouses and the toy trucks that we made. And we're going to sell them at a restaurant that we had Manchette to help us out, and the elementary workshop to help us too with some ID items and equipment. Now we're just selling them for the Food Bank of Canada, to take, like Kalina said, to put food on the tables.
Okay, and Jacqueline, this will be directed to you. Are you collaborating with anyone on this project? I know that there's various contributors from what I'm understanding, so can you speak on that for a little bit?
Yes, we've had a lot of support. So like Kalina and Max were saying, we've had the Men's Shed of Lac-Brome. They donated their tools, they lent them to us for this this project. Then we had Camlin's Furniture in Knowlton. They donated all of the wood that we're using. It's beautiful. Wow. So it was scraps that they had, and I was able to pick it up, and that's what we constructed the birdhouses from. We've also had like a gazillion people donating to us. So I put out a message when we first started the project on Facebook, looking for donations of sewing machines and woodworking tools, and we had an outpouring of support. So we've had everything donated from community members in both Sutton, Granby, and Knowlton.
Oh, wow.
And then, of course, the school staff. So you guys can think of Miss Kathy helping, coming in. Yeah. She's volunteered a lot of time with us. So there's been a lot of support. We also, as Max said, we had a group in BC find out about what we were doing,
and
they donated the parts to build the toy trucks that you can see there.
Awesome. So it's picking up. The word is making its way around.
Yeah, it's been really incredible. I think once I put out word on Facebook that we were trying to do something to support money for Food Bank Canada, there are a lot of people just answered back, which has been incredible.
My next question will be for you, Elias. So what are you doing right now exactly? Are you building the birdhouses? What are you doing exactly?
A week or 2 weeks ago, we finished building our 5 birdhouses. And about like a month ago, we finished our 5 trucks. So now we're really working on sanding the birdhouses and painting them for the grade 2s to paint.
Okay. And Elliot, what are you enjoying the most about this project so far?
Actually, I like it. I like building really the trucks, because we could have the experience of building, like sanding and even painting the trucks. So that was cool.
And what about you, Nicholas? What are you enjoying the most about this project?
I really liked working as a team with my friends and building stuff, because it interests me a lot.
Okay, and I'm going to come back to you, Jacqueline. Do you have a specific fundraising goal with this project?
We're hoping to raise as much money as we can for, we're split between two foundations, Food Bank of Canada in Knowlton, and then SOS Dépannage in Granby. So the students went through a situational math problem, which I'm sure they enjoyed a lot, to find out a fair price for the items. And then we're accepting donations as well for our cause. As far as a monetary goal, I don't think anyone really knows what to expect, since this is our first time doing it, but we would love to be able to walk down to SOS Dépannage and make our contribution, whatever that may be. We worked really hard for it.
Do you plan on holding a sale at some point to help sell these items?
So we're going to be selling out of Le Relais in Knowlton. And they have a really nice space where we can showcase all of their work. We'll be selling them from June 9th, I believe it's a Wednesday, until June 12th. So we'll be there for the weekend, and students will be selling them. Myself, I'll be down there, and I think we have some volunteers from Men's Shed who will be there to accept donations
Okay.
and sell.
Awesome. And is there any way if people just wanted to donate in the meantime, like can people reach out to you online or?
So we do have a website. We haven't published it yet, but this week I anticipate that we'll publish our website and we'll have it out on the Parkview Facebook page. And I know that Danny from NSHED, he'll be sharing it as well. So we will get as much information out there as possible. But if people are interested, they're welcome to call Parkview Elementary School and ask for myself, Jacqueline Cannell, and I'll gladly direct them in the right spot.
Okay, great. And I wasn't sure if there was anything that any of you guys wanted to mention about the project that you think would be important for people to know.
Like us, we have our own team that is Max. We have a whole website talking about what we did. We have what are birds for some birdhouses. We have some the trucks to display them out and show them how with the prices and with the birdhouses, and to learn all about the birds.
So one of the things that the students did is they formed small business groups, and each group was responsible not only for manufacturing and designing their products, their birdhouses and their toys, they also had to make a website. So they went through the whole process of coming up with a business plan, and their websites are incredible. So once we are able to share our main fundraising website, there'll be links so that you can actually visit each little nonprofit business that they created, and you can go through and see pictures of the kids, them building, and their products. So each of them, like Max said, has pictures of their trucks and their birdhouses and information about it.
That's great. Is there anyone else that wanted to add anything?
Do like normal ones. We have to, every group picked a bird. Well, they could be different or the same. Like us, we picked
the American Robin.
And so the birdhouse is differently made than other groups for their nesting and for them to like stay.
Well, in some places there was like in an endangered species.
Okay.
So we wanted to like make sure that we don't get to that spot where it's endangered and we can lose them.
It's like us, we took the black-eyed chickadee. It's the same thing. They were endangered. Also, we took some birds that are friendly to other birds though. It was different than them.
Do you guys want to describe what, because maybe not everyone has seen a bird, a nesting house made for a robin, because it does look very different.
Whole front is open, it's an open door, and it's really made just for them to, I think, like protect them from the rain with the roof on top, and
Okay, thank you so much, Nicola. And thank you to all of you, I appreciate it so much. Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.